years. On the 25th of August, new German troops arrived, retreating from a Belgian counterattack, and rumours spread that the British were coming. Shots were fired, most likely by the nervous and perhaps drunken German soldiers. Panic mounted among the Germans, who were convinced that they were under attack, and the first of the reprisals started. That night, and in the next days, civilians were dragged out of their houses, and a number, including the mayor, the head of the university, and several police officers, were shot out of hand. By the end, some 250 out of a population of around 10,000 were dead, and many more had been beaten up and insulted. 1,500 inhabitants of Louvain, from babies to grandparents, were put on a train and sent to Germany, where the crowds greeted them with taunts and insults. The German soldiers, and their officers frequently joined in, sacked the town, looting and pillaging and deliberately setting buildings on fire. 1,100 of Louvain's 9,000 houses were destroyed. A 15th-century church went up in flames and its roof caved in. Around midnight on the 25th of August, German soldiers went into the library.